Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and Crawford Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to talk about some legislation that you are the prime sponsor of, or you are championing. The first piece of legislation is House Bill 1058, and this deals with what we call compassionate care for challenging pregnancies. But this is really an opportunity for women to get the information that they need in a time they need it. Talk to us about why this bill is so important.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chuck. This bill is important because most women who are going and expecting a child expect that everything's going to go fine through their pregnancy. Unfortunately, we know that for some women, that's not the case. And so they find themselves in a dilemma when they're told by their physician that there's a possibility that they might lose their child before birth, or that that child might have a life-limiting condition once that child is born. This bill says that the Department of Health will develop a brochure that education informs mothers and families on what supports are available in communities across Pennsylvania so that they can reach out to those support services, so social workers, ministerial supports, so that women who are looking at losing their child due to a life-limiting condition, they have the time to prepare themselves emotionally, spiritually. They can make arrangements to hold their child, to love that child, go through the grieving process, and also through the healing process, having those supports and people around them who can help them cope with their loss.
Another thing that we are looking at, Representative, another piece of legislation that is really in its second go-round here is a bill that deals with the sensitive subject of abortion and Down syndrome. And obviously, we want to make sure that all life is respected and that all people can live the fullest life that they can possibly have. Talk to us about this piece of legislation, what we're trying to do here, and why it's been tough to get across the finish line.
Well, the bill was on second today. We were able to defeat two amendments to the bill. The bill actually prohibits the abortion of any child due solely to a diagnosis of possible Down syndrome. We've seen in other countries, tragically in Iceland, abortion supporters brag about eliminating children with Down syndrome, and mothers from around the world are actually being pressured or advised to make this decision by genetic counselors and their culture. So Monday, we look forward to final passage of the Down syndrome bill. I'm looking forward. I think it's going to be a lively debate on the floor of the House, but I think that we will prevail in the House of Representatives and getting this bill across the finish line. And then that bill, when passed, will go to the Senate. Hopefully, they will take the bill up this session. Last session, they did not move the bill in the Senate. We're hoping that they will take this bill up this time. I think we have a champion over in the Senate who's going to be pushing for the bill to go through the committee and floor process for passage. That's what we're hoping for this session.
And finally, Representative, an important couple of bills coming up before the committee next week, and those deal with opioids and trying to address the problems that have been going on with that in our Commonwealth and in our nation. Talk to us about what you're tacking here.
Well, I'll just mention one bill specifically. This is Representative Jim Cox's bill, and his bill specifically is going to request that our first responders start logging the use of Narcan and how many repeated uses of Narcan they have per individual. We think it's time to track that. So our first responders are telling us that in many cases, they have so many repeated uses of that Narcan on the same individual. And I think it's time we start collecting a little bit of data on that. And then also in the very near future, the Health Committee will be doing a combined hearing with Judiciary, and we will be looking at the Colorado report in regards to law enforcement and crimes due to legalization of marijuana.
Representative Rapp, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Kathy Rapp.